Undone. Written by Paul Jennings and read by Stig Weems. I'm going to explain what happened on the Wollaston Bridge. Then you will know the worst thing that has ever happened to me. Normally, I would never have agreed to sign the contract. Not in a million years. But I did. And do you know why? Well, I'll tell you. Even though it's embarrassing. Even though it's something I'd rather not talk about. The truth of the matter is, I couldn't read. I didn't know what I was signing. I couldn't write, I couldn't spell, and I couldn't tell anyone. Not being able to read was a big problem. I used to get into that much hot water over it. Like, for example, when I ordered food in the hamburger shop. I would look up at the prices but didn't know what to order. Did it say hamburger with the lot, or did it say no checks accepted? Once I pointed at the sign and said, "One of those, please, with sauce." The woman who was serving stared at me for quite a while. Then she said, "You'll find the ladies' toilet is a bit tough, love, especially with sauce." Everyone in the shop laughed. I ran out with tears in my eyes. It was no joke, I can tell you. After that, I worked out a new approach. I would listen to what the person in front of me asked for. If they said, "One piece of grilled fish with chips," I would say, "Same again." Or they might ask for a dollar of chips and two potato cakes. When it was my turn, I would pipe up, "Same again." That worked well because I always knew what I was going to get. The only trouble was that I wasn't listening properly one day. I didn't hear what the guy in front of me ordered. "Same again," I said. The girl handed me 15 cheeseburgers, and I had to take them. It cost me a month's pocket money. I still can't look at a cheeseburger. You don't feel too good after eating 15 of them. Anyway, not being able to read and write was the pits, especially when I started a new school.